Two fires were reported in the Yakima Canyon near the Kittitas-Yakima County line Tuesday afternoon. By late afternoon, the Rosa Slope Fire and the South Slope Fire were both about 400 acres. State Route 821 was closed in the afternoon. A federal grant will help Cle Elum complete its first street improvement project. The city recently was informed it received $6.4 million from a federal highway program to complete Phase 3 of the project. The project started in 2017, and in that time, the city has received $13.5 million in grant funding from 24 different funding sources. The city must still apply for $1 million in funding from the State Transportation Improvement Board to provide matching money for the federal grant. Thursday kicks off Welcome Back Week for CWU students. Students will begin moving into residence halls on Thursday. Activities for new and returning students are slated throughout the weekend on campus. The annual Bite of the Berg in downtown Ellensburg is on September 19, and classes start on September 20. Ellensburg's newest restaurant, Smokey's Barbecue, is scheduled to open on Thursday with a ribbon cutting at 11 a.m. Smokey's, which long had a location in the South Cle Elum train depot, is opening in the former Dakota Cafe location on Pearl Street. In other restaurant news, Pizza Hut has relocated from its location on the corner of Main Street and University Way to the former Bleachers site on the corner of University Way and Chestnut Street. Central Washington University is part of a consortium of 16 institutions involved in the development of a new earthquake research center, according to a news release from CWU. The center will be funded by a $15 million five-year grant from the National Science Foundation and will study possible impacts of a major earthquake along the Cascadia Subduction Zone, which stretches from South British Columbia to Northern California. The annual Threshing Bee and Antique Equipment Show is Saturday and Sunday at the Kittitas Valley Event Center. The show includes a tractor parade each day at 1 p.m., a threshing bee demonstration at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. on Sunday, as well as tractor-drawn rides and an array of family activities. Each day starts with breakfast by the Rodeo City Kiwanis at 7 a.m. Admission is a $2 donation. The show is organized by the Kittitas Valley Early Iron Club. The CWU volleyball team was named the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Team of the Week for its 4-0 performance at the Up North preseason tournament in Minnesota this past weekend. In addition, CWU's Hannah Stiers was named the GNAX Defensive Player of the Week. Local fans get their chance to see the Wildcats in action when rival Western Washington University visits for a 7 p.m. match Thursday in the Student Union and Recreation Center. The Fish Open Table lunch is a pork and beef spaghetti, peas, and fruit cocktail. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Cle Elum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Cle Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 81 degrees. Sunset is at 7:17 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 47 degrees. Winds will be from 15 to 25 miles per hour. You can find all this news at our website, ebergradio.org. For Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.